If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Virtual U.S.-China Summit.
I think it's important we communicate honestly and directly.
Rittenhouse jury gets to work.
This is someone who has no remorse.
This has been a rush to judgment.
Colorado drive-by shooting.
The one kid they carried out on a stretcher, he was screaming in pain.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The leaders of the United States and China meet over a video link as economic and military tensions grab the headlines. CBS News White House correspondent Ed O'Keefe says the meeting with President Xi came hours after a key domestic victory for Mr. Biden, the signing of a huge infrastructure bill.
All countries have to play by the same rules of the road.
Xi said he's also seeking cooperation.
We should each run our domestic affairs well and work together to advance the noble cause of world peace and development.
A senior administration official said the two leaders discussed human rights, climate change, COVID-19 and the importance of transparency amid a pandemic, economic commitments, and China's military activity around Taiwan. One discussion left off the table: a formal invitation to the Beijing Olympics.
We're finally getting this done.
President Biden said the U.S. will be even more competitive against China thanks to passage of the bipartisan infrastructure bill.
Because of this law, next year will be the first year in 20 years American infrastructure investment will grow faster than China's.
Now to Kenosha, Wisconsin, where this morning a jury will begin deliberating the fate of Kyle Rittenhouse, the 18-year-old charged with the shooting deaths of two people during protests last year. He says it was self-defense. CBS's Nancy Chen is covering.
We shouldn't have 17-year-olds running around our streets with AR-15s.
In closing arguments, prosecutor Thomas Binger portrayed Kyle Rittenhouse as an instigator looking for trouble who eventually found it.
He does nothing to demonstrate to the crowd that he isn't a threat to kill again. And it turns out he does.
My client didn't shoot at anyone until he was chased and cornered.
While Rittenhouse's attorneys echoed his earlier claim of self-defense. But the prosecution pointed to videos they say repeatedly showed Rittenhouse pointing his weapon at demonstrators.
If you created the danger, you forfeit the right to self-defense.
CBS legal analyst Ricky Kleeman says that argument could be pivotal to the jury's deliberations.
In the state of Wisconsin, if you are the person who provokes the ultimate act of violence, you have a duty to retreat.
In Georgia, the trial of three white men in the death of Ahmaud Arbery was sidetracked for a while yesterday when a famous person showed up.
Reverend Jesse Jackson says the burden in the Ahmaud Arbery shooting case is not just ethnic, it's ethical.
Not just black and white, but wrong and right.
And that defense attorneys thinking he'll somehow sway the jury is, quote, a bit absurd. But Travis McMichael attorney Jason Sheffield says he watched jurors' faces change and become sympathetic when they saw Arbery's mom crying and Jackson beside her.
Until the state has to hold the trembling hand of the accused, I would suggest these types of moments don't impact the state. They favor the state.
The judge denied the mistrial and the request to make Jackson watch from a different room. Veronica Waters for CBS News, Atlanta.
In a park in Aurora, Colorado, not far from a high school, five teenagers were shot and wounded. Police Chief Vanessa Wilson says multiple weapons were fired from a vehicle and perhaps someone on foot, too.
This is a public health crisis. This is not all on law enforcement. We need to get through to our kids and figure out a way to stop this.
All of the teenagers who are students at the school are expected to survive. Overseas, we take you to a worsening migrant crisis in Eastern Europe. CBS's Charlie Daggett is at the scene of a border battle between Poland and Belarus, with thousands of refugees caught in the middle.
Stranded and freezing in an increasingly tense standoff at the border between Belarus and Poland. Poland refuses to let anyone in, blaming Belarus of weaponizing migrants to destabilize the European Union. Aid worker Agata Kolodzi.
It's going to get worse because it's getting colder at night.
The U.S. and Europe accuse Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko of manufacturing a migrant crisis by granting tourist visas, even organizing flights to migrants from the Middle East on the promise of an easy entry into the EU. Retaliation for EU sanctions imposed after last year's disputed election in Belarus.
Pfizer says it struck a deal with a UN group to allow its COVID-19 treatment pill to be made and sold inexpensively in 95 poorer countries.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Former Trump aide Steve Bannon will be back in court later this week after not entering a plea during an appearance before a judge yesterday. He's charged with criminal contempt for defying a congressional subpoena and says he's going on the offense.
This is going to be the misdemeanor from hell for Merrick Garland, Nancy Pelosi, and Joe Biden.
If convicted, Bannon faces a minimum of 30 days and a maximum of 1 year behind bars for each of two counts. A California judge has ruled that Kobe Bryant's widow, Vanessa, has to turn over therapy records to L.A. County in her lawsuit claiming emotional distress after first responders took and shared graphic photos from his helicopter crash site. Nearly 300 people were rescued yesterday by helicopter when mudslides on a highway in western Canada trapped their vehicles. And an entire town of 8,000 people northeast of Vancouver was evacuated after rising water cut off bridges and crippled a wastewater plant. The heavy rain and wind has also caused big problems in Washington State, where this woman had trouble driving.
The wind was kind of wanting to lift people's vehicles.
And a tree fell on this woman's house.
It's a huge gaping hole. I'm worried about water damage, so we need to get that covered up before the rains come again.
Russia has rejected U.S. accusations that it endangered space station astronauts by carrying out a weapons test that blew up one of its own satellites. Pentagon correspondent David Martin says the crew took shelter in return ships as 1,500 pieces of debris became a sudden concern.
As much as half of that debris is expected to burn up as it encounters the Earth's atmosphere. But hundreds of other pieces are likely to remain in orbit, posing a constant hazard to humans in space, as well as to unmanned satellites.
NASA Chief Bill Nelson said he was outraged by what he called Russia's irresponsible and destabilizing action.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation, solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Is our productivity falling victim to all those sounds from our devices? Experts say yes.
It isn't just the scrolling and the swiping that's making us more stressed and less productive. It's also the pinging. New research out of UC Irvine found those notifications are bad for concentration. that on average, people switch screens more than 560 times a day. What's more alarming, it takes us more than 25 and a half minutes to get back to the original task that was unfulfilled by the ping of a news alert. Or a reminder, experts recommend to silence your phone for periods of productivity. Lilia Luciano, CBS News.
Here's a notification about Britney Spears. The singer took to Instagram to say she had an amazing weekend, celebrating the end of the conservatorship that tied up her life for so long. She says she toasted it with champagne at a restaurant. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.